that location. Thank God. You're gonna, Darren Kebzaris has the skills in Photoshop, so you're gonna have a sun this weekend.
5 minutes past one. A live 9.5 Business Insights with Marion Darren, our second hour.
Our second hour, I'd like to say thank you to all our listeners online, 90.5 FM. Thank you to all sponsors of this great radio station. And thank you everybody who's tuning in today on this Business Radio Talk Show, most favorite. Because Darren and I today don't have the guest in his studio personally, but our guests being remote because they've been in far, far, far away states in Victoria. And our second guest...
Are we talking the Mars rover?
Yeah, that's correct. Did you know that the rover...
Perseverance. Level, Perseverance. Yeah, I just heard on the news as well. So
yes, it is.
Like, it'd be good to be able to talk to a machine on another planet. Maybe we should
do
that
one day. Can
you
imagine that? We can ask Elon Musk.
66 hours for the Guinness World Record.
Yeah, but you know what is going to be beautiful?
Get something from NASA. At their time, their daytime will be midnight. Anyhow, next guest.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to introduce our second guest, but there is no need to have the big words. Main introduction, because this guest has been regular with us on the show for one simple reason. You all know that we all facing the obstacles in life. COVID was nothing different. He created a havoc and put offside every possible risk management plan, whatever you want to call, but mostly importantly, our performance in life, personally, in family, or in the business. And I'm glad that I can welcome our guest in studio, far, far, far away from the Taiwan and still independent, Daniel Tolson. Daniel, welcome to the studio with us again, and thank you for finding time to share with all our listeners your wisdoms. Daniel Tolson is a true remarkable man, and as I say, you know, saying things about him is going to be, you know, I'm going to miss something. So Daniel, quickly for our listeners, what time it is in Taiwan, what's the time of the year, what's the season, what's the weather, how you feel, and quick introduction by yourself.
Hello,
well, that was Daniel Tolson from the Taiwan, and we'll take a short break. Please, Daniel.
Darren and Mario, thank you for having me today. It's a great pleasure to be here. As always, we've just had Chinese New Year here in Taiwan, so it's now the year of the ox. It's the year to be perseverance. It's the year to persevere, and it's the year to dig our heels in and plow those fields. Okay. We've got to start to farm this year.
Wow. The analogy. Farming the year.
You know, but you know, funny thing is, before we start interviewing you, Daniel, Darren was mentioning about perseverance, and I said, like, where he's finding all this? And then you say it's a year of the ox and perseverance. So, Daniel, tell for our listeners quickly, who is Daniel Tolson?
Well, Daniel Tolson grew up in the western suburbs of Sydney. My father was born in Windsor. He still lives there. I was born in Windsor Hospital. I don't live there anymore.
Yeah.
But what I've learned about myself over the years, Mario, is I've learned that I'm very resilient. My father was a farmer, and he said, Daniel, if you have one good year in seven, everything will be okay. But if you work hard, if you get up early, if you stay up late, if you keep working until the job gets done, and you have two good years in seven, then you'll set yourself up for life. So one of the things that I pride myself on is my resiliency, my ability to persevere and to bounce back after a crisis.
Interesting. Do you missing Australia, Daniel?
I miss you more than I miss Australia.
Oh, that's a good one. Well, look, hopefully by 2025, the federal government is going to decide to open the borders and we're going to be safe. So till then, you know, we're going to talk over the phone. So hopefully we can start, you know, planning that we see each other very soon. So Daniel, tell us about your projects, you know, you're doing currently right now.
One of the biggest challenges that we've seen coming through the crisis is people are beginning to fear a loss of stability. They've seen their families become sick. They've seen their pay packets drop. And now they're worried about their personal safety and security. And what we're seeing here in Asia at the moment is we're seeing people move back into professional development. They're saying, what got me here actually won't get me any further. So I've got to reinvent myself. So we talk about business model innovation, but we're seeing a lot of personal innovation at the moment where people are reinventing themselves. And the key word they're looking for is confidence. So we're seeing people here turning to confidence and saying, how can I become more confident? How can I become more persuasive? How can I become more influential? And it comes back to confidence. So we're seeing here in Asia, people are reaching out for that. And my upcoming training, which is being held here in Malaysia, will have 1,000 students at our next one. When I say students, I don't mean school students. I mean business people, 1,000 business people across Malaysia coming to learn how to become more confident.
Interesting. That's reinvention. Can you elaborate a little bit more, expand when you say we need to reinvent ourselves? How can we reinvent ourselves?
Well, we have what's called a self-concept. And psychologists say this has been the biggest breakthrough in personal development. Our self-concept precedes and predicts everything in our life. Our self-concept is our inner program. It's like when you get your Apple iPhone or your Samsung Galaxy. It comes with an operating system on it. But it's up to you to put the right apps on there. And so what we talk about in personal innovation is it's changing the way we see ourselves, changing our self-image, changing our self-ideal, the person who we want to become in the future. And the third and probably the most important part of our self-concept is our level of self-esteem. Our level of self-esteem is how much we like ourselves. And if we change any of these three parts, then we start to feel more motivated. We have less doubts. We start to have more desire and less insecurities. And as we reinvent ourselves, we become more resilient and we start to persevere towards what we want. So when we reinvent ourselves, we change the way we see ourselves in the present. We change the way we see ourselves in the future, and we also increase that self-esteem and self-worth.
Daniel, it's Jaron here, and I love your analogy of an app. So is there an app for everything in myself, and is there an app that kind of brings my skills out that I might have been hiding for 20 years in a corporate environment?
Oh, great question, 100%. We have many self-concepts. So we have a self-concept for success in business, but then there's so many different parts of business. There's leadership, there's management, there's sales, and we have many self-concepts in these areas. And what most people get confused about is they say, hey, I'm a big success in my business, but I have a problem public speaking. It's not that they have a problem in public speaking. They have the skill. They just haven't developed their self-concept in that area. And so people are afraid to fail. And when they don't have that self-concept, then failure is almost guaranteed. So what they should do is work on the self-concept, change that app, change that program, update it, and then go out and try something new.
So is a self-concept, is that kind of like innate, something that you just do? So when you stand up and do public speaking, or when Murray and I jump in front of a mic and you jump in front of a mic, you just know how to interact, you know how to speak, you know how to think, you know how to drop your filler words. Is that just become innate and kind of like programmed in your app and it's just there?
God, I love this question, Darren. Seriously, it's such a good question there.
Well, if you love the question, Mario, I hope I can blow you away with the answer.
Please.
From the age of 0 to 7, Darren, we go through what's called a modelling period. And essentially, children model their parents. It's like my daughter and my son. They see me shaving and they want to pretend to shave. My son, he sees his mum wearing the high heels, so he puts them on. And essentially, children model what their parents do. So we have two concepts. We have one that's by default. If it's by default, we've just picked it up in our environment. But if it's by design, and design is the most important word here, is we can design these self-concepts. So yes, there is one by default, but oftentimes if it's by default, it leads to disaster. But if it's by design, it takes us towards our destiny.
Wow.
Okay, I'm just like, I try to, I look in Darren, I listen to you, and like I'm imagining in a studio, you know, like, you know, but how do we gonna rid of this sort of, as you said, by default programming, or, you know, I mean, with 0 to 7, I'm 48 years old man, and how do I know I can change myself? How I gonna change myself, Daniel, if I wanted to be, I don't know, extra millionaire or happier or healthier, six pack, whatever it is, better radio presenter? How I can achieve this if I was being modeled from 0 to 7 years old?
All habits are learned, Mario. And so we learn good habits and we learn bad habits. And so if we want to learn to do something new, we have to find a good role model. We have to find a mentor, and we have to look at somebody and say, I respect that person and I really like the results that they're getting. And then one of the philosophies that I live by is that if we just do what successful people do, we won't be a failure. So essentially, we find a model of excellence, we say, I like what you're doing, and then we learn how to do it. And then we incrementally improve our performance. It does take some reflection, and as Socrates once said, an unexamined life is not worth living. So we've actually got to do something, and then we've got to reflect on it. We've got to ask ourselves two questions. What worked? And then we're going to ask ourselves the second question, what didn't work? And then we have to change our approach once again. And if we do that consistently, we'll get rid of the old bad limiting habits and we'll start to develop million-dollar habits.
Daniel, I do have the question. I was listening to you very, very carefully. This is the very, very discussion. That's the reason why Daniel and I really like and enjoy to have you in studio. For those who don't know Daniel Tolson, you know, you're going to learn at the end of the show how you can find him. Meantime, you can Google him. But Daniel Tolson, he didn't stop working for one day during the COVID crisis and distant from his family in Australia. However, thousands and thousands of people every day attending his workshops and webinars. But beyond the tangible house, cars, money, what do people want, Daniel?
Well, in my opinion, Mario, and I love the question, I believe that there's three, maybe four things that people really want. All of these four things start with the letter R. Everybody wants results. Whenever they have an interaction with somebody, they're always looking for a result. The second thing is that when we're interacting with other people, we're looking for recognition. We're also looking to have great relationships. And if there's anything that we want in our life, it has to come through other people. And the fourth thing that people want is they want to be right. They want to be correct. People hate being told they're wrong or doing something wrong.
Yeah.
They want to be right. So they're the four things that I believe that people want beyond the house, the car, and the money.
Interesting. Look, I have a few more questions come on top of my head right now, but Darren and I will take a short break. You're listening live 90.5 FM Business Insights with Mario and Darren, the most favorite business radio talk show on the planet. And thank you to all our listeners tuning in today. If you like it to listen and you don't want to miss this interview with Daniel Tolson, come on the website live905.com.au today after 6:30 p.m. Australian Eastbourne Seed time, and you can hear this interview. So stay tuned. You'll be glad you did it.
Alive 90.5.
It's 23 minutes past one. Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
Thank you to all listeners online, 90.5 FM Business Insights with Mario and Darren, the best business radio talk show on the planet. And it's a true privilege we have that guest before this guest now, Daniel Tolson, Chris Grant from ASPL Group, and Daniel Tolson alive from Taiwan. Daniel, we spoke about what people really want apart from tangible things, house, cars. But, you know, we're facing something extraordinary, the crisis on a global scale, on a planetary scale, on a solar universe scale. And it's COVID. And the COVID changes people, drastically changes. We all believe it, you know, it's going to last maybe a month, 2 months, 3 months, you know, all these things. However, I think around me there's a lot of emotional and depressive people walking, and they don't want to share these thoughts. But obviously this is resulting in different ways and shape of forms in their private life or business life. So I have a question for you. What are the emotional blockages do we need to face, let's just say, in post-COVID, Daniel? If you can share with our listeners. So the question is, what are the emotional blockages do we need to face post-COVID?
Beautiful question. And I think the easiest way to summarize what we're going through right now is we're going through what's called a grief cycle. And there's five stages to the grief cycle. The first part is denial. And exactly what you just said, people said, oh, it's going to last for a month, it's going to last for 2 months.
Yes.
And so we started out in denial. The second thing that follows after denial is we get angry. And we remember last year, people were fighting over toilet paper. They were fighting over sanitizer.
That's
and people
true, yeah.
start to get angry over little things. After we experience anger, then we go into blame. And what happens is we're looking for somebody to blame. We're looking for somebody to take the rap for COVID-19. You heard it. It was the China virus. It was then engineered in a lab. Then it was the bats. And then it was the government's problem. And then it was the state government's problem. Now it's my boss's problem. And so we start to blame others. But at this stage, we still don't have control. What happens is once we start to blame people, we start to experience sadness. And a lot of people right now are experiencing a form of depression, which is a long-term sadness, because what happens is they're in denial, they got angry, they started to blame people, and they start to weep for what they have lost. There has been things that people have lost, tangible things, but the biggest thing that people have lost is they've lost hope. They've lost their dreams, they've lost their vision for the future. and they're experiencing depression about what was meant to be for them.
Can I have
this? So they're the four major things.
I was thinking, Daniel, can if say sometimes grief is because something has happened, if someone's got sick, that's one thing. But if say you're just getting angry for the sake of it about COVID, and it's really, well, is it really affecting you in a way? Can you short circuit these sorts of things in like, don't actually worry about that. Don't let it get you sad and just go, well, it is what it is. Where are the opportunities? Is that possible?
Well, Darren, that's the fifth step. There's five steps to the grief cycle, and the fifth one is acceptance. And you just got to accept that this is our new reality. There's nothing that you can do about it as an individual. You can't change the global pandemic. All you can do is two things. You can control your level of activity every day, and you can control your attitude. And once you start to control your activity and you start to control your attitude, then you totally accept what's happening. And all of a sudden, it doesn't become a problem in your life. Now, I'll give you an example. A client of mine in Melbourne, they rang up and said, Daniel, we love the crisis. I said, tell me about that. And they said, well, our competitors are bloody lazy. They've stopped calling. They've stopped taking action. They said the industry average is 600 telephone calls, prospecting calls per month in this industry. We just made 6,000 this month, and our annual income is up $2 million simply because we controlled two things, our level of activity and our attitude. So we can quickly get through it, Darren, as soon as we accept responsibility for our role and what we can do, which is two things, our attitude and our level of action.
This leads me to something else. You know, there's a famous philosopher in Stoicism, and he's been explaining to students why you should not worry about. So the question was, he asked students, you have a problem, can you fix it? They say, no, why worry about? Then the question goes, you have a problem, can you fix it? No, why worry about? And, but Daniel, I'll tell you something, like, can you give me again these five down, these steps in grievance, please? First one is what?
The first one is denial.
Denial.
And it's where we stick our head in the sand.
A second?
The second is anger.
Anger?
Anger is also frustration. Most people internalize their anger so they don't recognize it. But the second step is anger.
Third one, please.
The third one is blame. It's when they're looking to pin the blame on somebody else.
Fourth is grievance, right? No.
Fourth is sadness.
Sadness, yeah.
And fifth is acceptance.
This reminds me of my past 25 relationships. I've been nailed. No, seriously, I was listening to you, like, so I compared that with my prior life. Yes, Darren.
Well, not me.
Not to you. I still have our relationship is very strong, yes. thanks to Daniel Tolson from 100DX. DNX, DX. Daniel, help me. What's the call?
100xDNA. Do you know where I got the name from?
No.
Well, I found something really interesting. Our DNA, which is what we're made of, when you stretch it out, it can actually stretch to the sun and back more than 100 times. And I thought to myself, imagine if we could take all of our DNA, what we're made of, and stretch it out to the sun and back 100 times. And it really proves the point that they discovered hundreds of years ago, is that the average human uses about less than 2% of their potential throughout their lifetime. And so my mission is to help people stretch their potential, to take that DNA and stretch it out. Look, imagine if you got to where you are today on 2% and you've done really well. Imagine what happened if you were operating at 3% of your potential, or maybe even 4%, just how much further you could go. And so that's where I got the name 100xDNA.
May I ask you for the one personal favour, Daniel? We like
you want me to get your name tattooed on my chest?
No, Darren done that for us already. Look, I would like to you assist to our listeners, and we'd like to involve you, Daniel. When time comes, it's June, July, and Darren and I are going to run for the Guinness World Record, saying that, you know, I mean, I would like to you to be somebody we can, you know, talk, and you can share with us, you know, I mean, and stretch our DNA for 67 plus hours, because we're going to need your help. And truly, to all our listeners, there is no better person you can talk and discuss all this level of uncertainty, creating a better life as a Daniel Tolson. But Daniel,
there's one thing I must put out there, Mario.
Please, feel free.
We'll be bound by many rules, and our guests cannot speak for more than 1 minute at a time.
He's going to speak 1 minute. He's going to encourage us. He's going to say, like, he can do it or whatever. Daniel is going to do it because he
knows
something like they say. Daniel, so, like, you know, we'd like to involve you in Guinness World Record breaking Darren and I in continuous broadcasting 67 plus hours. Now, we all have the fears, and, you know, I say this, you know, when you give us these 5 steps, you know, grievance, you know, acceptance, and, you know, not being happy, sad, and everything else. But I realize that we are actually driven by fears. And there's no person who is not afraid or doesn't have some fears. But fears can be overcome. But in your words, what fears prevent people from getting what they want, Daniel?
There's 4 major fears. And the first thing that all of us have to learn is that all fears have been learned. You're born with 2 natural fears. First of all, it's the fear of falling. And the second one is the fear of loud noises. And then everything else is learned. We learn fears when we're growing up. In that modeling period, in that age of 0 to 7, we watch our parents and we learn from them what we should also be fearful of. And I'll give you an example. One of my clients, he was about 7 years of age, and his mother saw a mouse in the house and she screamed. She went, "Ah, we got a mouse in the house." She jumped up on the table. She put the kids up on the kitchen table, and then she waited for the mouse to disappear. Now, after the mouse disappeared, she called the exterminators. They moved out of the house for a month whilst they exterminated the house. When he was 35, he rang me and he said, "Daniel, can you help me?" And I said, "What's going on?" He said, "I've got a phobia." I said, "A phobia of what?" He said, "Of mice." And I said, "Have you seen one?" He said, "No." And I said, "How can you have a phobia if you haven't seen one?" He said, "Well, I thought that I saw one." And I said, "So what did you do?" He said, "I jumped up on the table." And I said, "Then what?" And he said, "Then I moved my family out of my house for a month whilst it was exterminated." And I asked him, I said, "Have you ever seen a mouse in your house before?" He said, "I remember at the age 7. My mum saw a mouse. She jumped on the table. She screamed. We all jumped on the table. And then we got our house exterminated and we moved out for a month." And then he looked at me via Zoom and he said, "Oh my gosh, I've become just like my mother."
Oh my God. This is leads me to the song. First, I was afraid. I was petrified. Ladies and gentlemen, Daniel Tolstrom from 100xDNA. And stay with us. He's going to share the 100 golden tickets for his webinar upcoming soon. And Darren and I will lead you to the break. And you listen live at 905.com.au. Business Insights with Darren and Mario, the best, the greatest business radio talk show in planet Earth. So stay with us. You'll be glad you did.
Alive 90.5.
It's 23 minutes to 2, Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
Our time is flying with Daniel Tolstrom from 100xDNA, who said, you know, his goal and mission is to help the people to perform at a high percentage of their capabilities. And so, Daniel, we spoke about fears. Let's go come back to the fears. You know, we all have some fears, but in that respect, you know, like your client, you say he's afraid of the mice and everything else. Did you see any new fears emerging during the COVID, apart from uncertainty, you know, the poverty, I have nothing to eat? Look at people in Texas are freezing to the death in the last couple of days. You know, we talk about USA. So did you see any new fears emerging during the COVID?
4 new ones that I saw that really became very obvious. After the shock disappeared, I started to see people having a fear of being taken advantage of. And so an example of that is when the government started to outroll JobKeeper. And so all of a sudden people got JobKeeper and they were staying at home and they were bludging, and then they come back into the workplace and they continued to bludge. And employers that I work with really felt that their team had taken advantage of them during the COVID crisis and even afterwards. And so I'm seeing people are very sensitive to being taken advantage of. That's the first one. The second one is social rejection and ridicule. A lot of people have been holding on to their businesses by their fingertips, by their fingernails, and where they should have let the business go, where they should have shut it down and stopped the bleeding really fast, they've held on because of social rejection and ridicule. They don't want to face the reality and say that this offering, this product, this service doesn't work anymore, but they're still holding on. because of that social rejection and ridicule. The third one, which is very obvious to a lot of people, it's the loss of their stability. People who have been in jobs for 20 years and that have lost them. Now they're worried about, can I afford to keep my house? Can I make the next car payment? Where's my next meal coming from? So we have that loss of stability. And the fourth one, which is really under the radar at the moment, is a fear of criticism to people's work. They're worried that they're going to be making a mistake. They're worried that they're just one mistake away from losing their job. They're worried that the boss might be looking for them just to screw up one time so they can performance manage them out of the business. And so they're the four fears. Firstly, it's the fear of being taken advantage of. Secondly, it's the fear of social rejection and ridicule. The third one, the fear of losing our stability. And the fourth, criticism towards our work.
I'm shocked there. You know, the COVID in Australia, it's different. I truly believe that every country across the globe experience in different levels COVID, you know, like in the news. But do you believe that, Daniel, and this is my personal question, do you believe that we are being driven by fear by monitoring, watching, observing, you know, whatever you want to name it, this one, mainstream media, news or, you know, a TV or some other things?
100%.
How is this affecting us? Like, you know, I've become addicted, you know, watching in morning the press conferences, let's go say, you know, some period of the time I was, you know, literally, how many cases are there today? You know, how many is this? You know, remember last year I come from the Dubai, you know, 20th of March, and there was like a 100,000 people infected. Like a month later, it's like a 10 million. Like, it's like, God, like, you know, you need to watch, we're going to die. But I saw that actually more watching the news and become more glued to TV. And I noticed that my behavior was different. I didn't hear nothing except the cases of the COVID, you're all going to die. So my question to you as an expert, do you believe how prudential it is for us to absorb that old mainstream media, those news, and how this affecting our decision-making and behavior privately and professionally?
We've got to remember, if it bleeds, it leads. When it bleeds, eyeballs go onto the media. And the media is about selling advertising. And so if they can capture your attention with a traumatic story, people lean in towards trauma. And so it's a natural human motivation that fear has a motivating force of 2.0 versus the emotion of desire, which has a driving force of 1.0. So essentially what that means is fear is two times more powerful of a motivator than desire. And so I want you to think about this in terms of being a parent. You can say to your children, if you clean up your bedroom, I'll let you watch 30 minutes of TV. 30 minutes later, the room hasn't still been cleaned up. An hour later, the room's still messy. Yeah. But if you say to the child, you better bloody clean up that room before I slap your ass or take your PlayStation off you, in 5 minutes, it's clean.
That works, Daniel. I'll tell you what, that works.
It's fear. Yeah. People are driven by fear. And if you watch a lot of the media, they put fear, 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 fear into you, and then they sell you money, insurance, or healthcare on their advertisements. And so if you can get people in a state of fear, they become very primitive. They go into that fight, flight, or freeze response. And most people just freeze. And what do? They look to somebody to take care of them. And if they can look to the insurance company to take care of them, if they can look to the government to take care of them, then they've won. And so we've got to remain independent. We have to understand that we are driven by fear, but we get to choose whether we respond to fear or not.
So Daniel, would you say that most people, if they're doing a transaction that's being based on advertising, and like you said, and it's insurance, that they're in that transaction in a space of fear and not openly looking at it from a spot of just objectivity?
Well, it's like my wife. She loves to shop online. She goes, husband, quick, look, these Gucci sunglasses, they're originally $300. They're now available for $100, and I've got 5 minutes and there's only one pair left. And so it's this fear of missing out, and all of a sudden yes. My wife's buying and the boxes just show up in my lobby. And so it's this fear of missing out. It's this fear of being left behind.
I was just like, I don't know what's happening today. Like, this is some psychic relationship. Before we have the interview with you, Darren, he says perseverance. And now I just want to say something about FOMO effect, and you start drawing this conversation with Darren. And I truly believe, look, you know, we can talk about many things in life. And, you know, I'm the one, you know, I'm admitting myself, I'm 40 years old. And I have this formal effect in me that I'm going to miss, you know, something in my life because of this crisis. And every crisis has beginning, has the end. And, you know, there's no question asked, but I still have feeling that I'm missing of the life something. And, you know, it doesn't matter how much I'm talking to you or, you know, I mean, to all listeners, Daniel Coach, Daniel Tolston is my coach. And thanks to him, I know how to talk, I know how to walk, I know how to present. But the point it is, I have that feeling I'm missing out, and I don't know how to suspend that urge. You know what I mean? How to kill that urge. And so it's maybe fear or something it is. Instead of this, to embrace the time and, you know, work on myself, which I'm doing, but still that form of darkness is inside of me. I don't know what the heck is inside, but it's like I want more of something I don't have. Continuously. Dubai, Singapore, pools, you know what I mean? The yachts, the champagne, you know what I mean? The parties and all this, which I don't have, obviously. Nutella. Never Nutella as well. Shortages. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a Daniel Tolson from 100X DNA. I'll take a short break. Stay with us. You'll be glad you did it, because Daniel Tolson, truly unique guest in studio, regular guest, and somebody who uplifting not just us in studio, but entire planet. My name is Mario Beckers, the Sexiest Voice, or Live 90.5. And with me, my partner in studio, Danny Caps Davis. His passion, technology, voiceover. Stay with us.
Alive 90.5.
It's 9 minutes to two. Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
And I'd like to say thank you to our guests from directly from Taiwan. Thanks to Daniel Caps Davis, who Darren is a magician. His passion for technology. Guys, you need to ask him for his tips and insights how to run better technology, particularly voice. Daniel Tolson, 100X DNA, directly from Taiwan. Very grateful, very thankful to have you today with us in studio. Daniel, what's the time currently now in Taiwan?
It's time for my wife to bring me in a coffee. It's 10:51.
Hello to Daniel and his
and
family.
I'll get a slap for that.
And that's wearing her sunglasses as well.
Well, they finally showed up because they got caught up in the post. She'd been devastated for 90 days.
So, Daniel, the number 7. Now, it's one of these numbers in...
It's a magical number.
Everything.
It's a magic.
It's kind of like it's a loving number, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I think that you have some little tips about the 7 traits of human behavior to share as we wind up interview this morning.
Yeah.
Or afternoon, your morning.
Well, there was Snow White and the 7 Dwarfs.
I just about to say something is today between you and Darren. Seriously, I just about to say 7 Dwarfs and a Snow White.
There's 7 countries Murray wishes to go to right now.
I would like to
and
do
there's
so,
7
guys.
Holes in the human body.
Okay, that's interesting, yes.
There's 7 musical notes. There's 7 colours on the rainbow. There's 7 days in the week. There's 7 layers of skin. Ooh. And there's 7 things that drive human behaviour. And the first one is laziness. As humans, we are always looking for the path of least resistance. You know, that's not a bad thing. Laziness is good. It developed cruise control and electric windows. Humans are also driven by greed. And Mario, like you said before, you want more. Greed is not a bad word. We want more safety. We want more security for ourselves. We want better education for our children. We want more safety. We want more sex. We want more security. We want more money. This is what drives human behavior.
That's on my list, Daniel. All of them. All about on the number one.
Excellent.
That is true. Yes, please. Please continue.
Ambitious. All humans are ambitious. All of us want to be the best we can be. We want to experience this feeling of greatness. We're also very selfish, and we want to be the first. We want to be the first to use the bathroom. We want to get to the front of the queue first. And we also want to make the sale before anybody else. Now, this is not negative. These are all positive traits.
Yes.
As humans, we're also very vain, and we want to look our best. This is why we buy nice clothes. This is why we lose our hair. I mean, go to the barber and get our hair cut and get our beards done.
I'll not respond this one to you and Darren looking laugh at. So.
Do not take that one off the list. We're also ignorant. Humans are also very ignorant. And this is where your business helps a lot of people, Mario, is we just don't know what we don't know. And for a period of our life, ignorance is bliss until our money starts being taken away from us.
The so true, Daniel. Thing, so true.
It's ignorance. And then the final thing that drives human behaviour is that we're all impatient. We wanted it yesterday. We have a need for speed. We want instant gratification. And this is what drives human behaviour. And this is what got us into the COVID. And it's those seven things that are going to get us out and make the world a better place.
I just thought to say, isn't the seven riders of apocalypse? No, four, whatever it is, Darren.
I don't know.
There's seven planets.
Yeah, seven planets. See, everything is a number.
There's seven deadly sins.
Well, add number eight, it's a Nutella as well. But Darren, before, Daniel, apologies for looking, Darren. Daniel, before we wind up, you know, can you just quickly for our listeners, just share how do you help the people, businesses, organizations, individuals?
One of the ways that I help business people is to become more successful faster. And one of the things that I know about business people is they don't want success slow. They want it fast. So what I help them do is I help them overcome their mental and emotional blockages. I help them overcome their doubts, their insecurities, their self-limiting beliefs. Yes. And I help them build up unshakable confidence so that they can handle any problem or challenge in their business. So they can learn how to influence any person to their way of thinking, to build great relationships, and also to develop the right procedures and constraints in their business for success. And that's how I help business people.
Daniel, before we wind up, I'd like to share something with our listeners. You have upcoming webinars, correct?
Oh, yes.
And you have some golden tickets, you know, like I always saw the gold tickets in Wonka Tonka. Is this Darren? Wonka Tonka Chocolate Factory? Is
that Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka, not Wonka Tonka.
Golden tickets.
Golden.
Where's mine?
Yeah, where's mine? So, Daniel, I like to just extend your invitation to everybody to your webinars, to the golden tickets. Can you share more with us?
In March, I'll be joined by more than 1,000 business people here in Asia. And we're here to learn the 100X DNA system. It's about stretching our DNA all the way out to the sun and back 100 times. And over 3 days, we're going to learn how to overcome our mental and emotional blockages. We're going to learn to increase our emotional intelligence so that we can face any problem or challenge with confidence. And that's coming up this March 26th, 27th and 28th. 1,000 people here learning to become more successful. And so you can learn more about this. Go to my website, danieltolson.com.
Daniel Tolson, thank you very much. To you and your family, all the best in Taiwan. Well, I'm truly looking forward to see you soon in Sydney, person to person, and we can hug each other, you know, like a Teletubbies. And Daniel and I, we can, you know, take more tips how to survive the Guinness World Record we try to reach. And Daniel, again, thank you very much for being the guest on Live 90.5 FM. To all our listeners, please come on website live905.com.au. Thanks to Darren Kep Davis. After 6:30 p.m. tonight, there is an interview with Daniel Tolson, so feel free to tune in. Daniel, thank you, and ladies and gentlemen, see you next Friday. Darren?
We're out.
Alive 90.5.